from Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you very much, Aaron. And many years ago, Pilate was putting Jesus to the place of crucifixion, and frustration threw his hands into the air, and he said, "What is truth?" And today, that's what we want to talk a little bit about in our program. The weekend edition of our program has to do with talking with individuals about what God's doing in their life. And we have a team of people now that we have on often, including John Jenko. John, who has been in ministry for over 60 years, comes on. We're glad for John. We're glad to have Greg Rumo that comes on, a chemist, and speaks about the science and the Bible. We're glad to have Homer McMillan, who comes on. And our brother Mac is an attorney as well as a pastor. And we've had some delightful programs with him. And of course, my good friend Rick Ramsey is with us today. Rick is the international director of our ministry. How are things going in Miramar right now, Rick, by the way?
Well, it's good to be back with you again this week, Dino. It was good to be on last week, and looking forward to our conversation. Myanmar is, it doesn't change much. They are talking about elections coming up, but there's not a lot of hope for change. The churches there are still being faithful and preaching the gospel, and Pastor Munn, who is our leader over there, is having graduation from his small college that he has there next week, they have so many problems because the students and the security and the military service that they're insisting upon, but all that being said, the gospel continues to be preached, for which I praise the Lord.
Yeah, now I understand as well, Rick, if I'm correct, that people are leaving the country, is that correct?
Yes, particularly the young people, because they are being forced into military service. And so there's that. So like for his school that he's operating, many of their students had to leave. And then adult families who don't want to be involved in war, or they're in a war-torn area, they'll go to Thailand, or they'll go to India, even some into China, just for security purposes. There's just a lot of turmoil. There's not as much fighting in and around Kalamaya, where Brother Munn is, but now it was at one time. So they feel a little better about things, but they still need to pray for them.
Yeah, there's a lot going on over there, and I want to thank so many of you who are listening to our program. You provide funding for them. The money goes directly to the pastors there. Some of it for pastor's salaries, that there are very small salaries over there. And also some of it goes to food, rice that we purchase for them, some into the orphanages. If you want to send a gift, you can simply go to our webpage at Dino Padrone Ministries. That's DinoPedrone, and go there and get onto the place where you can send a donation. Or if you want to mail it in, the address is Dino Padrone Ministries, 433 Plaza Real Suite. That's 433 Plaza Real Suite, 275 Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. Today we want to talk about truth and faith, Rick. Give us your view on what truth is like in the world today.
Well, I heard you mention Pilate's quote, which is, just an amazing quote out of Scripture that tells you so much about that situation in that time, how the perfect Son of God could be crucified in the culture they were in. And I saw a Gallup poll recently for America that 66% say that they do not believe there is any absolute truth. And when you think about that 66%, two-thirds of Americans do not believe in any absolute truth. And this is the world that we're called to minister in. And so when you do not believe that there is any absolute truth, like Pilate, you're going to struggle with someone who is trying to communicate truth.
Yeah, boy, it's really amazing, isn't it, when you hear that stat like that? What an amazing world we live in. Rick, the Bible with truth, okay, where do you see, why is the Bible so important to proclaim truth?
Well, if there is nothing else, if you do not believe in a truth, if there is no truth, then our existence has no value. Individuals have no value. Life has no value. I'm reading a book now about the greatest evil people in the world, and in the world of communism, numerous ones, and Hitler as well. These people did not have any belief about absolute truth, so they sought absolute power, and they didn't mind destruction. So when you don't believe in any truth, and then, of course, it needs to be absolute rather than, you know, your truth. People will say, well, that, what is your truth? Well, there cannot be but one truth. And I heard someone talking, one of the congressmen interviewing a lady, just as an illustration of this, who is a doctor. Now, this woman is highly trained, a doctor. And this congressman asked her, can a man get pregnant? And she couldn't answer the question. If that's not an illustration, either she couldn't or she wouldn't answer the question. But that's an illustration of a world, a society that does not accept any absolute truth. And so you can be whatever you want to be and do whatever you want to do and not be held accountable in any way.
Yeah, and you know, it's an amazing thought that we live in that kind of an America today, isn't it?
Oh my, it is so amazing, particularly when you realize that in our society, there are truths that people operate things on, like gravity. You know, if you did not believe in gravity, you walk off a roof, you'll believe it as an absolute truth real soon. Or mathematics, how that we have jet planes that, you know, have to be precise in order to do what they do. So I don't want a pilot flying my plane who says, well, you know, I don't believe there's any absolute truth here in how to get from point A to point B. I just don't want to fly there. But there's so many people who don't acknowledge and accept that in our world.
Yeah, it's a good point, Rick. The Greek word for truth is aletheia. And truth is not merely factual accuracy, but it's the absolute unchanging reality that's anchored in the character, will, and the expression of God. The C.S. Lewis Institute has written, truth is whatever is in accordance with the way in which God created the world. Now, that's a powerful statement. And it does go back to the very issue of the creation. The falsehood is anything that goes against God's reality, even if it still exists in a sense. In this fallen world, truth is more than just facts. Truth is knowledge of what is right in God's sight. And I remember, Rick, in preaching in the early days, both you and I experienced this. We had Sunday morning service and Sunday night service. And it often back in the early days, because of the big bus ministries churches would have, many people would work on Sunday morning with the children. Then Sunday night was their service. And sometimes there were farmers that couldn't get out earlier, so they would come to Sunday night service. But I always enjoyed those Sunday night services. And what I find myself preaching on back in those days is it's just truth, biblical truth, more than just facts, but the knowledge of what is right in the eyes of God. And so when we think of the meaning of truth, it's the absolute which accords with God, his divine principles. What has been and ever will be is eternally found in him. So I think many times if people do not find that they're rooted in the character of God, then they can believe whatever they want. As you know, postmodernism used to say, well, you have your faith, I have my faith, you have your belief, I have my belief. And so Pilate's question, what is truth, even goes way back to then, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you know, I think about Paul in the book of Romans is going to lay out there the need for eternal redemption in Christ Jesus. Also, the reason for that need is sin. The absolute truth is that God hates sin. And I was thinking about Romans chapter 1, verse 18, and following, where he says, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and sin, and men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So the truth of the matter is, people know the truth. Creation, the invisible things of God, creation, the visible things of God. So we've got consciousness that we know that there's truth. We're fully aware of that. And then we look at creation. And I'm looking out on the snow here today and at the trees, and we were watching the birds this morning and the deer this afternoon, and I'm aware of the creation of God. Now, for me to say, well, that's just your truth, or you to say, that's just your truth, that's not real. And the scriptures, Paul said that God's wrath is turned against those who reject the truth. And say it accidentally happened in some big explosion or something else. People know in their consciousness or conscience, we know right from wrong. We look at creation and we know that there's truth. Even though we may reject truth, we know there is truth.
Yeah, it's well said, Rick, very well said. You're listening to Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron chatting with you with my good friend Rick Ramsey. And today we're looking at the topic of truth and what truth means to us. It's interesting. Here's an interesting thought. The Hebrew definition of truth, the word is E-M-E-T, which means truth consists of the first, middle, and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's Aleph, Mem, and Tav. This arrangement indicates that truth encompasses all things and endures from the beginning to the end. It's a fascinating thought. That's the Hebrew definition of truth. And in Scripture, Rick, Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. How do you view that? What does that mean, I am the way, the truth, and the life?
First letters there, I am. Was very offensive to the Jewish people in that day because they fully understood it was a reference to God, and he used that often. And then the way, the truth, and the life, and truth being the center, that he is the truth, and he is, because he's the truth, he is the source of life, and because he's the source of life, he's the way to that life. And I think he goes on to say, I'm the way, the truth, the life. And he'll go on to say, no man can come to the Father but by me. And so, there's a general notion, scientifically speaking, and we're not scientists, but that truth must exist. It cannot be wavering. And then we have to decide what is the truth. And Jesus is the truth, according to his own testimony, and that no one found any fault in him, including the same Pilate who said, what is truth? He finally said, I find no fault in him, which is pretty amazing to consider.
Yeah, those are great truths about Jesus. I've been reading a book, Rick. I've been reading it in some of my quiet time, called The Return of the God Hypothesis, written by Stephen Meyer, who is the New York Times bestselling author of Darwin's Doubt. And the theme on the front of the book says, three scientific discoveries that reveal the mind beyond the universe. Now, you have to understand, this is a man that was pretty much wiped God off, but he's beginning to say, well, there is a God behind all of this. And the Freilief, it says, beginning in the late 19th century, many intellectuals began to insist that scientific knowledge conflicts with traditional theistic belief, that science and belief in God are at war. Philosopher of science and director of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute, Stephen Meyer, challenges this view by examining three scientific discoveries with decidedly theistic implications. He built on the case for intelligent design of life that he developed in Signature in the Cell and Darwin's Doubt. Meyer demonstrates how discoveries in cosmology and physics, coupled with those in biology, helped to establish the identity of the design intelligence behind life in the universe. This is really, Rick, in my mind, a ground-swelling confession by a man who never believed that. So there's a gentleman by the name of John Walton, who is the fellow of the Royal Society of Edinburgh and the Research of Chemistry at the University of St. Andrews, who said, Meyer's book is a masterclass. It does irreparable damage to atheistic rhetoric and shows the God hypothesis offers the best explanation of our finely tuned, information-rich universe. Now, Rick, you and I remember back when we were in school that the whole idea of science really was becoming the God. And this particular book, The Return of the God Hypothesis by Stephen Myers, is saying that he is going back to God. Now, he's not talking here as a Christian. He's not talking as somebody that's now born again. But he is saying there's a mind behind the universe. And to me, it's mindless to think that there isn't someone behind this universe. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. It's really dishonest. You know, we go back through COVID when people were talking about science, and the science says, and science simply means the study of. It's not core facts. It's studying the core facts. And so as if they're honestly studying, then they will find the truth. If they dishonestly seek to prove God out of the equation, then they will cheat and lie, elevate themselves, as Paul said in Romans 1, when they rejected God, they made gods for themselves. They became fools. They elevated themselves and their opinions. And, you know, everybody has opinions. And I think that gentleman, what he's doing is he's being honest and saying that, and that brings up the secondary subject of faith. But faith is built on substance, and it's where your faith is going to lie. You're not going to have all the answers. Science is not going to give you all the answers. So faith then is built on truth.
Yeah, it really is, Rick. That's well said. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron chatting with you, with Rick Ramsey, and we're talking today about truth and how it leads into faith. One other quote I want to give on somebody who's mentioned about this book that I mentioned about Return of God Hypothesis. Dr. Michael Denton, who a former senior research fellow in biochemistry at the University of Otago and author of Nature's Destiny, which was a very well-known book. He says, this book is an irrefutable case for God. Now, that's unbelievable from a man who wrote this book, who did not believe that there even was a God. So science is kind of like coming around, and I'm not downing science when I say that. Some people say when we have faith, then we don't have science. That's just not true, is it, Rick? I mean, faith is based upon something. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, and that is folly of misinterpretation, because now faith can be built on non-truth. And there's a lot of dangerous things that happen when people put their faith in untruthful things. But, you know, when we think about, well, how do we know truth? Well, truth is revealed in natural revelation. We've talked about creation, Bible truth. And boy, people have spent their lives trying to destroy the Bible, and yet it stands. And the largest book in print to this day. And then there's the supernatural truth of Jesus. But so when we think about the subject of faith, which is the question you asked, faith must be built on truth, or it's going to let you down. And of course, we believe the Bible, and the Bible believes in God, and begins with creation. And you know, you can say I believe in evolution, but you can't support it with truth. No one can bring the missing links, any of them, together. And so they come to a point where they have to believe a lie, or they have to believe the truth.
Yeah, and Rick, that's well said. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I've talked to so many people in my lifetime that really have this great love for Jesus. I had a man I spoke with just the other day and spent some time with him, and he said, I don't understand yet a lot about this Bible, but he said, I really have just a thirst for it. He said, I get up in the morning, I read it. At night, I go to bed reading it. My wife and I are reading it. They're coming to church to be baptized. He just on and on. And I think when you capture the truth in Christ, it does change your life. Rick, give us one final thought, if you would, about faith. Our time is just about up.
Okay, well, as you just stated, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In that context of that verse, it's Romans 10 when he's talking about salvation and so on, but this gift of faith. And so if you are struggling with faith, reach out to God and reach out to the word of God and the truth of God. You know, Psalms 19 is a wonderful, and I know you love Psalms 19 as well. I've heard you speak on it quite a number of times. Mm-hmm. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day by day, it's talking to us. God's creation is talking to us. Look at it. Believe it. Don't reject it for some notion that some pseudoscience has given you, but look at God's creation and know that it didn't just happen accidentally. Life cannot happen accidentally. We can't create life. God can, but we can't. And so, trust God's word and trust God's creation. It'll reveal him to you.
This has been a very inspiring half hour, hasn't it been, Rick? I mean, the time has flown by, and it's a great topic. Truth and Faith. Thank you for listening into our program. Again, if you would like to support pastors in Myanmar, we support 10 of them who need food. We send them money for rice. We send them money for other things. Some of the money, of course, is for their salaries there. Simply make out a check to Dino Pedro Ministries. My name, DinoPedrone, Dino Pedro Ministries. And send it to 433 Plaza Real Suite, 433 Plaza Real Suite, 275 Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. Or you can go online and simply send it, go to Dino Pedro Ministries and go to our webpage and donate there. We thank the Lord for many of you. Just this past week, we've received some wonderful funds for our Bible school, for our college, other funding to purchase books and so forth. We appreciate so much hearing from all of you, and thank you for doing this. We appreciate this program as well, going into various parts of East Africa, and we're delighted with the program that goes out to Mission Go Missionary programs on many, many of their social networks. Especially thankful for the Montrose Broadcasting Network that carries these programs. God bless all of you for doing so, and thank you for praying for us. Your prayers mean so much. Life change is really what life is all about. Life change through the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Pilate asked the question, what is truth? And Jesus said, I am the truth. No question about it. He is the truth. Those who come to him will find life in him. And that is life-changing, and every one of us, my dear friend, needs some life change.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. That's dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.